are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa and Jonathan Todd, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What a cool song. And this is my song and Dom Capuano. Then, of course, I'm pitching song that we love, Sun is Going Down. But I really think it's very summery and very happy, happy. And thank you for this introduction. Today in the studio, I have my friends again. I have Dom Capuano, who is right now my sound producer.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm here. Hi.
Hello. I have my wonderful Stephanie Mack. She will be a little bit on her own for 5 minutes. I want to give her 5 minutes and we'll see what she will do. It will be a big surprise. Okay, will be Stephanie 5 minutes. And then I have my really dear friend Julia Gale, and she will be talking to us also. And we are waiting for one more guest. His name is Fleet Easton. Okay, that's my English, but again, can you repeat again?
Fleet Easton.
Okay, that's very good introduction. Okay, Fleet. Is so much to say about this gentleman. He's like we wrote on our Facebook, very charismatic gentleman singer and just 360-degree artist. And I cannot wait for him to come and just tell us more about his life and his plans, and we have even song that he will be singing for us, and that's very, very excited. But let's start our show maybe in a little bit different ways. Saturday, this was amazing, amazing day for me. I know weather was beautiful, but I wish everybody was with us, because I was in Ontario on 2012 Ontario Mayor's Gala. And the gala was something really, really special. Ontario Mayor Leon and Cheryl Leon, they just put together amazing show, which...
so much work went into it.
Yes.
It was an amazing production.
Amazing big production. There was a lot of artists. And the most important is the art was together with scholarship, put together with scholarship. We had 60-something young, talented, beautiful young students awarded with scholarships. And they were all on the stage looking amazingly. And really, whole the show was devoted to their knowledge and their talents and their very, very, hopefully, great future. And then the show was also amazing. There was part of Phantom of Opera, which young students of the performance art school.
Which I attended through the kindness of Paul and Cheryl Leon, the mayor, and his wife.
Yeah, I was invited.
I couldn't
do it.
It was superb.
It was superb.
Oh, my goodness, the talent.
And eventually, I had the chance to listen to the gentleman that everybody said, Ilona, you need to hear his voice. His name is Gabriel Navarro. And what can I say? He's a really, really beautiful talent, amazing, amazing voice, and very good-looking boy also. I understand that he's going to New York right now to study, and I offer him already some type of recordings, and we'll be working with him, hopefully, on very, very great tunes, and maybe we'll take him a little bit into pop genre, something like Josh Groban, I don't know, but I have a wonderful plan to work with Gabriel. Then Gabriel, if you hear us, I cannot wait to have you in our studio and just, you know, getting us closer with your dreams. And just I know so little about you. I only know I really didn't hear a voice like that for a long time. Then this Saturday was amazing. We had so many great people and friends around, and this is where I one more time met Fleet, and obviously we spent a long time to talk and laugh, and hopefully he can make it. He's driving to the studio. Okay, maybe Julia, I started from you. You have some new news that we couldn't just give to people last time when you visited us, yes?
This is big news. Well, hi, everybody. I'm Julia Gale from England, and I'm very, very pleased to be back here on this lovely talk show. Alone is such a delight to be around, so thank you for having me back.
And I know that we missed some information about you last time when we had no any more time to really talk more about your past and future. Then you can give us a few information that you would like all of us to know about you.
Okay, but they're waiting for the big news, the big news.
Now, what is your big news? Because you need to tell us your big news.
They're going to be disappointed. No, actually, it's a very big news for me personally. I have adopted a beagle from being euthanized from a shelter. It's the first dog I've ever had from a shelter.
Julia, and we love you because first, your girl, she's a girl, yeah. She was part of the gala also and party after gala.
She was sneaked in a couple of times.
You know what? But what can I say? She was a star for sure. And she behaved so beautifully. She was in your arms all the time and you did something so, so, so special. And I hope everybody has a dog in a house and everybody, if they just can go and just only purchase, but maybe like just
get it. It's been very eye-opening to get a shelter dog, and now I've become very involved with causes for animals. So it's led me into a completely new journey, which I'm now just so involved with, and I guess that's a whole new area that I want to work in.
Julia,
along with the children. They never work with children and animals. I'm going to be doing both.
Yes,
and it's a challenge I'm taking on.
Yeah, we have child help organization that I am working with, and Jonathan is working with, and Julia is helping, and we are putting, and Stephanie, of course, she will be part, and she is already part, to help this organization to gain more awareness and also just bring more money to organization, because children need so much. Children who are abused and have no parents and all these horrible memories. But you are right, also we have a beautiful animals who are waiting to be rescued and they are living in very, very bad situation, and I like that. I think we can do every few months 1 hour about this topic. What about this, Julie?
Oh my goodness, that would be just fantastic. And so we all have to speak out for children and animals. We are the voice of those innocent victims.
I think this is really optimistic, what we are saying. There's nothing wrong about this.
But
when it comes to optimistic, I just love Stephanie. She looked at me like, what do you want from me, Ilona? Okay, Stephanie, like we mentioned, she is just a wonderful girl. First, she's very, very smart, very well educated. She's in L.A. by herself last few months. And, she could probably use a big parents help to just get her around this town, but no, she's doing her life on her own, and she's just getting her jobs and connecting with wonderful people and just developing her dream. And her dream, she's a good singer, which soon will give her a little bit time. Will be producing a really good show, big show in Ontario. This will be a talent for charity, and we'll be hopefully having you, Stephanie, on the stage. And why not, Julia? You are an unusual performer. You can be there too, because the public will decide who they like the most, and closer we'll get to this show.
I would like to find a way of instilling confidence into the children. That will be my role. A major role for somebody to do.
Whatever we'll be doing with children, I'm sure we'll put them on a stage, and hopefully we'll find some talents, and public will have just very, very good time, and we'll raise hopefully a lot of money for child health.
Woo-hoo!
And yes, but Stephanie, again, coming back to Stephanie, she has few dreams like all of us, and some of them, maybe she will tell us more, because I said you have 5 minutes for yourself, and I want to include her more and more in Accent On radio show. Okay? Okay, tell us.
Okay, well, I prepared a little something for you,
Ilona. I love you.
I did, because I was rummaging around online, as it's very easy to do nowadays. You click from one website and it takes you to another and another, and I found this wonderful quote by Lucille Ball, and it said, "All I learned in drama school was how to be frightened."
Wow.
And it was both heartbreaking and it rang a little true to me. And so it made me think, what did I get out of college, because I grew up wondering, thinking, oh, well, I have to go to college, I have to get a degree, I have to do this, I have to do that. And then in high school, I decided I wanted to be an actor, and, I decided, well, I have to, go to college, because everyone goes to college. My parents went to college. I come from a very long line of overeducated teachers, so it was never really a question. But then, Miley Cyrus made $25 million during my sophomore year of college. So I put together a little bit of a list of how much college actually cost me.
Yeah. I like that.
$300,000 was the basic cost of my education, my room, and my board. $1,000 was the cost of junk food that I consumed while eating my feelings about not liking college. $1,000 is the cost of Weight Watchers to get rid of the pounds the junk food cost me. $4,000 was the cost of moving across the country from New York to LA to start my career in film and television, despite never actually receiving a thorough education in anything but Chekhov and Shakespeare.
Oh, boy.
$10,000 is the estimated cost of psychoanalysis that I will have to pay to examine my self-esteem issues that I got at college. $15,000 is going to be the cost of my soon-to-be developed drug and alcohol habit. Well, mingling with young Hollywood and after psychoanalysis fails. $40,000 is going to be the cost of the legal fees for the settlement of the dog that I killed in a drunk driving accident. And then an estimated $80,000 in rehab because of said drunk driving accident. $4,000 again to move back across the country when my father refuses to support me anymore. And then $80 to get a insurance license to go to work for my father.
You don't want any of them
No, I don't want any of that to happen.
We don't want any of that
to happen.
So
fingers crossed. But it made me think, you know, because I am so ferociously overeducated to be an actor. You know, I took archaeology classes, and I can tell you all about the bubonic plague in the Middle Ages because I took a class on it in college. And, you know, it makes me think acting is really a craft. It's not something you can learn from a book. It's like being a blacksmith or a carpenter, you know, it's a vocation. And so I started to wonder why I spent 4 years doing it when in reality I probably would have been better off taking a few classes on the side and getting out there and just falling on my face and learning from my mistakes. Exactly. But, you know, I mean, there are definitely things that I got out of college. You know, I got to see a videotape of my professor squirting her breast milk onto a black velvet
canvas. Can we see this on YouTube?
Probably. I don't know if I'd recommend it.
Okay.
It's something you can't unsee. Let's put it that way. But, you know, I think I'm enjoying myself out here, and education is certainly an important thing.
Yes,
you know, my future plastic surgeon, I know he or she will have graduated from the top of his or her class.
Yes.
And, you know, one day I will be the blonde Tina Fey, but with 20/20 vision, because I never needed glasses.
Probably you will need a glasses.
Dumb and Ilona.
Everybody needs after 40. I need to break your dream here. But I really, really think you are on the way to something big. I love this quote, on the way to something big. First, you are working like crazy with your 23 years. You're 23?
22.
I want you to be 23 already.
I will be 23 July 21st.
Okay, you're 22 still. Then being 22, you are pretty mature, wonderful girl. I think education is what made you who you are, you know, because you don't see a straight, you see a round. Mm-hmm. And really you can keep your feet grounded, and you can do a lot of jobs, which that's what really impresses me, because obviously you are working with us, for us, for so many different projects, having your dream still in the making, and you are acting upon that. You are still trying to learn many things around. Then I know your dream to being a comedian is already fulfilled in a way that you are organizing and being part of comedy nights every week, yes?
Yep.
And come on. This happened 2 months ago.
Yeah,
from inviting
it's wonderful.
You with Jamie Alcroft,
yes, Alcroft.
He will be on in our studio soon too. He's just amazing guy, so well connected with the coolest, you know, comedian. He's also a comedian. Mm-hmm. But you know, we introduced you to him,
yes,
and you
did.
Know what? Right away he wanted you. You know, it's like, okay. Yeah, when you see quality in a young person, you know will work. And that's what we found with Jonathan, to meeting you. We just got introduced to you and saying, watch over this girl. She's alone in LA. But we knew that you will be doing very, very well. And obviously, we are happy to have you. And yeah, comedy, I think this will happen to you. You already are very funny. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy, because if we will make accent on from the youth perspective, you can laugh and bring a lot of to this show. By talking about what is really so funny and controversial into growing up, you know, into mm-hmm. who you want to be, okay? Yeah. Then I don't know if you have something else to share.
I have something else. I can share whatever you want me to share, Alona.
You have something on the paper, then just start
I have
rolling.
Something on the paper.
Okay. Then, but you were saying, did you like put together how much really cost
I
your
did.
Mommy and you and daddy?
I did. After all of those horrible things will eventually happen to me, the cost of my education, for anyone, you know, who, I mean, I'm sure there are people out there, all those people listening to us right now live, we're putting, you know, pen to paper while I was stating every single number.
I was doing this, but
you know,
I lost
as if it were the last episode of Oprah's Favorite Things. You know, we're all tallying. We're all trying to see how much she's going to give away. So how much did my education cost? You want to know?
Yes.
Drum roll. Should we
$1 million.
Close. $455,080.
That's cheap. Wow. That's like 4 years in the USC.
Not too much.
You still is okay. Okay. How much money to pay back? Hopefully you don't. But you know that's the problem because obviously a lot of young children are left.
The guilt that my mother gives me for paying for my college education, I will be paying back, I think, for the rest of my life.
But that's last what parents keep, you know, to have a power of a child when you're already so on your own, so gorgeous and doing your things. You say, honey, remember, this came from us, my blood. I was, you know, I was so hardworking. And now you don't love me anymore. You do your things. I don't see you only once a year. That's okay. Apropos once a year, where did you see mommy and daddy last time?
When I saw my parents, they came into town a few weeks ago. But my sister and I have a saying because I'm the favorite. You know, my sister gets it. I get it. But we say, you know, I'm the favorite of my father because my mother hates us both equally.
Not really, but whatever you say. Yes.
But they came into town and they stayed at my apartment. So
did you cook for them?
I did not cook for them. Cooking for my parents is a feat I never, ever want to try.
What type of food they like it?
My mom will eat anything but liver and lima beans.
That's easy to cook for them.
Yeah, she's easy, but my father, he's so picky. He only likes certain types within certain brands of vanilla ice cream.
Oh.
He doesn't even like all vanilla ice cream, just some kinds of vanilla. Yeah, he's that picky.
I found out, being married for 23 years and having a lot of wonderful friends, male friends, that they really, most of guys, they have their favorites and they hate to be introduced to anything new.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, then you are laughing, Julia, but do you know that?
I'm stifling a laugh here, I'm sorry.
Because we
are
guys, but I'm stifling it.
Okay, Mimo, do you like experience food?
Do you like what?
Experience, wake up. Yeah, do you like experience new food?
Yeah.
Mimo's Italian. It doesn't count.
No. For Italian, usually depends. If you are conservatory in this
arena,
they are very close. And they're just pasta, pizza, Italian style.
Mm-hmm.
But not pasta in that French style, for example. Okay. Like champagne and marmalade.
Oh,
and marmalade. No. Just Italian style. For example, me. I'm very open.
You're a foodie?
For everything. Everything. You can...
Okay.
What you want to cook for me.
Make a delicious pancetta tomato sauce.
Do you want to cook for me a snake with side rice and some...
Did you say snake?
Snake.
We're not in Taiwan or something. I'm not going to cook the cat.
Sure will not go to Mimo when he will be.
Yeah, I don't want Mimo cooking for me. He's Why are you cooking snakes?
No.
Are you getting them from the garden?
I ask you if you want to cook for me a snake.
No.
I do not want to cook you.
No, because...
Oops.
I do not.
What was the proposal? Because I want to prove that I can taste.
That you'll taste anything? Okay, we'll go somewhere and...
Yeah, it will be nicer to you.
If you want, I can cook.
He cooks well. Yeah, he
Good
cooked for us spaghetti.
Italian. I can cook also sushi. I can make sushi. I learn for sushi. Japanese.
You don't actually cook sushi. Yeah. That's the point.
All right.
I know.
To prepare.
Okay.
All this stuff.
I think we have some type, maybe a little break. Maybe we'll listen to some songs. Let's listen to Eternal Kiss, you know. Do you have this that we can play? Okay.
Your song?
Yeah, that's of course Ilona Europa's song. This is my accent on, you know, how can I not introduce everybody to a song, which will be next single that I will be releasing probably in 3 months after Sun is Going Down. It will be Eternal Kiss and production by Club Junkies from UK.
Eternal kiss, eternal.
Okay, well, I just got information that Fleet is coming up. He's now in elevator, and soon he'll be joining LA Talk Radio. And he really, I'm so thankful because we had the chance to for him to call into the studio. But obviously, we just enjoy our guests to be with us, and I'm so happy he took the time to drive here. And soon, in 2-3 minutes, probably he'll be here. Okay, then maybe let's not wait, and play Fleet song. And song is named Shine. He will tell us more about what is the song about, but right now let's listening to Fleet singing.
I watch the moonlight glisten in your blue eyes, enlighten all my world tonight, glowing all around. I see the starlight brighten up my dark days, enchanting like a fairy tale from a land. Thank you.
studio, and he was driving for 3 hours in the traffic to get to us. And, you know, I knew that you were coming, and everything is perfect. And now last, how much? 20 minutes is all for you, almost, almost. Then I thought, take a breath. Okay, and please, can you tell us, Fleet?
Yes.
How many years you are in L.A.?
I've only been in here for 4.5 years.
Okay, what did you do before? And just please give us a little bit your bio or your past, and we'll come to the future together. But right now we want to know more.
Well,
about
I moved
you.
Here from Florida.
Yes. And you have still a Floridian phone. And then when you called me, I'm like, I don't care. Nobody from Florida is calling me right now when I have radio to do. No calling. That was you.
Well, the reason I keep that is so my mother and father can stay in contact with me from Florida, and it doesn't cost them anything.
Oh, that's so sweet. We love our parents. You hear, Stephanie? We love our parents. Yes, yes, yes.
Lies,
she said. No, she's just the cutest things ever. Okay, that's funny. You comedian, you. And you said that you were, you lived in
Florida. I lived
Florida.
In Florida for 16 years, and I worked in the film and television industry down there. I had my own talk show there called Brevard Notes, and did a lot of extra work like everybody does in the beginning of their career. And then I also had a show there called the Bel Canto Ensemble. I was very fortunate to work with Miss Beatrice Moore, who used to be a soprano with the Metropolitan Opera.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And so when they were forming the company, they were looking for a male to be a part of the company. And at that time, I wasn't singing any classical pieces. So she said, you need to have some classical pieces, so go home and learn something. So I always wanted to do Nessun Dorma. And so I went home and worked on it for about 3 weeks, came back and sang it for her.
Please give us a few lines, please.
Oh,
can you do it? I know, I'm sorry, but I know you can do it. I know you can. Okay.
Tu paro principessa nell'ottore fredda stanza guarda delle stelle che fanno amore a di speranza.
Beautiful. I don't know, maybe I would do on a spot like that, you know, but it's just the melody and the vocal and your soul and your love towards music and your sparkly eyes. I wish everybody just goes to the Facebook and goes to your website. Can you tell us your website?
FleetEaston.com.
Yeah, I almost said Eastwood. I'm
and
like, East. Everybody's
that's
saying
Fleet
that.
As in FleetEaston.com.
And please repeat again, because I asked Julia to do like repeat 3 times already. Then people probably are like, okay, enough of it. We know his name. We know already. But I think when it comes from you, it's like very personal.
Oh, it's Fleet Easton, FleetEaston. com.
Lovely. And of course, you are on Facebook, and you can go to Accent On, everybody who listens to our show, and please check and just go to the link and you can learn more about Fleet. Okay, now you are in Florida.
Yes.
You are in Florida.
Yes.
I don't want to go too deep into back, because obviously before Florida, you were young, wonderful, and trying to sing probably. And I don't know, when did you discover that you want to sing?
Actually, I didn't start singing until actually I was in Florida. Most of my career started in Florida. Before that, I was a dancer. I was a ballet dancer.
Wow.
And I studied in New York at American Ballet Theater. And I also took master classes at Juilliard.
That's really... Okay, I didn't know this part of your life. But I don't know what is more impressive, because dancing is something that I couldn't do ever. Ballet, although my mom-in-law is a ballerina. She has her own schools. And she just, again, she looks better than me. And it's just amazing. And you, of course, you look so beautifully too. Then,
well, thank you.
You know,
yes,
but
one of those handsome guys that I know.
Okay, and you know, knowing that you can really dance and classically trained, and just making... You know, so much years of training. That's the hardest job. The hardest learning is ballet.
Well, now I've become an actor that moves very well.
Oh, come on. Okay. Then Florida. You are there for 16 years.
16
then
years.
You were doing your singing. You decided that why not? Maybe I will go into opera a little bit and then musicals. And because somebody asked you to do that, you just easily came to home. You sang like that. And it's like, okay, now I can do what I want.
Well, yeah. See, I believe I can do anything.
I love you.
And no matter what it is, I feel like I have no boundaries of what I can accomplish. Because I do all types of genre. I do everything from pop to opera to country. Everything except for rap. That I don't do. But I like to constantly expand myself and reach into new horizons and challenge myself with things that I think I can do.
And
I do that. And I'm able to do them because I believe I can do it.
And you are like, you know, when I met you first time, maybe 8-10 months ago, and we are going to the same parties all the time, so we can say hi to all our friends, our George and John Johnson. Love you all. And Brandy, we love you all. This is one of the coolest houses in Ontario that always welcomes really cool artists. And then we will become all friends. Boy, is it just so beautiful to have places like that, that still everybody can gather, sing and talk music, talk movies. And, you know, it's just nice and eat and a little bit, maybe drink even. Okay, and on Saturday, yes, we had this great time together, which we again met. Tell me, you are now in LA. I know you have many, many dreams they are working on. Mm-hmm. And I know we talk about this, that you feel that this year is the time for you, that you feel lots of things
yes.
will come together.
Right.
A lot of planning, a lot of years and dreams and hard work and contacts, because we know Hollywood requires contacts. You need to have people who trust you, believe you, and they want to put effort, and not only money, effort and work towards your success. And you think you have that.
Yes.
This time. Tell us, because I cannot believe you don't have one goal, you have few of them, and they're excited,
well,
all of them.
First of all, I want to tell you how I arrived
yes.
in California. I was singing with the Space Coast Pops Orchestra. I sang with the Florida Orchestra, and I sang with the Melbourne Orchestra. And while I was on stage singing in front of an audience of about 4,000 with the Space Coast Pops Orchestra, I have a very high consciousness and I'm very spiritual. It spoke to me and said, you must go to Palm Springs, and that's where I went to, and you're going to meet the people that are going to take you to where you're supposed to go in the next place in your life and in your career. And I knew absolutely no one, but I just trusted, and I went out to Palm Springs for 3 days. I booked a one-nighter. As soon as I came off, a manager grabbed me immediately and signed me. And he said, I think you're going to be somebody, and I want to be a part of it. And I flew back to Florida the next day, canceled all my bookings, got in my car, and drove to California by myself, not knowing a single soul.
Wow.
Well done, Flea. That takes a lot of courage, guts, determination, and self-belief.
But I knew it was my time. I knew mm-hmm. this was my mm-hmm. time, and I was being told that. And so now all the different people are being placed in my presence that are helping me to accomplish all the things that I'm working on now. I'm doing a webisode called Room for Rent. There's one more episode to be shot, and it will go into distribution. I'm doing a new, wonderful new television show called Touching Lives, which really touches my heart because I do a lot of charity work. I raise a lot of money for all kinds of organizations. And Touching Lives will be a talk show that will be airing this fall, and we will be interviewing people that are touching other people's lives in all different manners and resources, whether it's famous people, non-famous people, people that are making a difference in the world. And it's really wonderful because on November 15th, I was just notified that they are now going to present yearly the Touching Lives Humanitarian Award, and on November 15th, I will be receiving it along with Al Jarreau and George Newberry and a few other people. And one is a woman who feeds over 1 million people a year in India.
Wow.
And
well,
I feel so fortunate.
George, our friend.
Fleet,
we're
this
so
is
proud
so
of
good.
You. Wow.
And you don't know that I have a tiny, much less important plan for you, because I'm hoping that in Ontario, with Mayor of Ontario and all the wonderful friends that we met in Ontario also create a big show, which mm-hmm. I am calling for now Talent for Charity. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I want to put all my friends and some young talents and older talents, whoever want to come on the stage and obviously have talent, and we will just decide public who they like the most. We'll, you know, just, and they will try to raise money for charities of our choice. Probably will be Child Help, the first one, because we really think the children trafficking and abused children issue is just the hardest. I know Ontario has issue also with children trafficking, and we want to help them too. And I think you'll be on the stage. And And I think you can give back because we'll be having the non-professional part of the show, and then we'll have guests that will, of course, present their talent, and you'll be shining with your song Shine.
I hope I'm part of the professional group.
That's what we'll do, and then you'll be shining with your Shine, the professional group of artists.
And what a great example that he can give the youngsters.
Yes.
Someone of complete talent.
Yeah, and you know, if you send also a message, you know, tiny little message that, yeah, things are happening in life, but again, you need to work. You need to find the people who are willing to trust you and help you, and then you need to give back. If you already are out there, you need to give back, and that's all what we do.
My philosophy in life is to move forward, you must always give back, because we've all been fortunate in our lives, especially all of us. I mean, we're having a wonderful opportunity in our life to achieve our goals. And not everyone has that opportunity. So I am a definite believer of always giving back. That's why I work with the homeless shelters in Palm Springs, and I feed the homeless every day, sometimes 3 to 6 hours a day. We have over 3,000 homeless people, and it's especially with the economy now, which is amazing. We're seeing more families bringing in children because of the fathers losing their jobs. And so now it's not just the homeless. It's like the disenfranchised that are losing everything.
I think this is the
about just let me chip in, because I've seen some excerpts on the website and of your show where you play this character that's so close to home.
It's a new musical.
Oh, come on.
It's a new musical that I'm doing called The Tin Can, and it's about the homeless, and I star in the show as Harry the homeless man. And what is really interesting, at that party that we met, that is when this all started. We were at George and Randy's party, and I happened to meet Kathy B., who is the creator of this musical. And the music is just incredible. When I heard it, it gave me goosebumps. And we showcased it last fall in Hollywood. And the reason I'm saying that is that one of the new movie studios, which is Commonwealth Studios, the vice president was there. Loved it, and said, we want this to be one of our first projects. We want to develop it into a feature, and we also want to produce it as a live stage show.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
And 10% of the proceeds from all the performances will always go to some shelter.
This is amazing. You know, it's easy said than done, but, you know, people say, oh, everybody's helping somebody. You know what? Sometimes we don't even really think, oh, he's helping, I'm helping, but the time that people like you and even me, all of us, we are putting our heart and time into the project, and I think we love to do that, because when you got into your project, like with shelter or something, and when you meet the people and you eventually know who and why you are helping these people, it's just not anymore question in your head why you are doing that. But a lot of people still, they are afraid to help another person. They think, oh my gosh, you know, maybe I will have no privacy, maybe they will ask me all the time, maybe they're calling me for money, maybe I don't think so. I think everybody need to just find a moment in lifetime and just say, okay, I have everything, I have maybe something to give, and what can I do for somebody else, you know, what can I do? And I think that's the bestest break right now, because we have beautiful commercial for child help, which obviously we have Michael Douglas, you know, giving beautiful message for child help and children in need. Then maybe we'll listen to his beautiful voice.
I'm Michael Douglas, and I have a number for you to program into your child's phone and yours. 1-800-4-A-CHILD. It's the Child Help National Child Abuse Hotline. 1-800-4-A-CHILD provides a connection to professional counselors 24/7, which your child can use when they need to speak up and be safe. It's also the number a little boy called whispering from his closet to be rescued from a vicious attack. It's the number that any responsible adult, neighbor, teacher, or family member can call to get help reporting abuse or to get information. 1-800-4-A-CHILD is the number of hope. The Child Help National Abuse Hotline is funded solely by your contribution, so please text your $10 donation to CHLP to 20222. This gift may be the lifeline for that little boy in the closet, or even the emergency call that saves your child.
And again, you know, I was so proud to be part of 2012 Ontario Mayor's Gala. You know, there was so special event. You probably enjoyed too, to seeing the 60-something children on a stage receiving scholarships. And some of them were, I'm sure they will go into places, they will make a very, very successful life for themselves. And, but again, you know, community of Ontario, just put the money behind the talented children. And I know, and we can talk, I hope we'll talk to a mayor of Ontario soon, you know, and his wife and people and community, you know, to get a lot of thousands of dollars to give away takes time and takes open your pocket and hearts. And they do this every year. I don't know how many communities around we have that they do yearly program like that. It's entertainment, young people, really entertain young people. And then you have this talent and smart future of America, every color of skin, every, you know, supposed to accent, because some of them, you know, they are maybe first generation Americans. It's just, I don't know, I love that. I am from Poland, obviously. I felt part of this. Oh, I'm starting my life again and again. Even when I'm here 20 years, I still every day I think like I start, when I, especially when I forget the word in English, I'm like, oh God, I need to again start again, learn, you know, and going to dictionary. But yeah, you know, the special people create special events and make all of us feel like in home and just welcome and be proud of being who we are, you know, being in America. Okay, focus on you.
Okay.
Again. You have another plan, and you try to be a businessman outside of all this artistry and, you know, the singing part and dancing part and TV acting. You want to be businessman.
Well, I was a businessman also in Florida. I just didn't tell you that part.
Okay.
But 2 years ago, I worked for my business partner, Daniel Dorian, who was the vice president of the Aladdin Hotel. I was the wedding singer for the Ingleside Hotel, which is a historic hotel in Palm Springs, and we did a lot of celebrity weddings. Well, he went back to Las Vegas, and about 2 months ago, he called me up out of the blue and said, I'm buying a restaurant and hotel in Palm Springs, and I want you to be my business partner. Mm-hmm. And what the wonderful part is, he said, you did so much for me. I'm going to give you the partnership, and I'm giving you a lot of stock in the business. And all I want you to do is have my back and work with me on this project. So we're working on that, and exciting. We're going to be opening around August or September. We're mm-hmm. going to have a fabulous VIP celebrity grand opening with red carpet, a step and repeat. It's going to be incredible. William Day, who is a national published photographer with the New York Times, he's going to photograph the whole thing for us, and we're going to use that as the artwork of the celebrities throughout the restaurant and the hotel, and it's going to be all decorated in Hollywood Regency.
Oh my gosh, look at, you know, just a lot of planning, a lot of wonderful stuff going on, and like you said, one human being, can you do all? Seems like we can do it.
Yes.
All. Yes, we can, but again, the stars and the times and people, everything need to come to the right. One place, which again, for everybody, we need to learn a lesson, because I believe that Accent On is about people who start all over. They have no easy way. It doesn't matter if this is language barrier, if this is, you know, you got you lost the money, now you need to start all over again, or you are young, you need to just discover yourself and get into business, or you are like Fleet, who is just very talented in many, many directions. But again, takes a time. Nobody can feel like, oh my gosh, why is not happening to me? Everything takes a time. If sometimes doesn't happen today, for sure will happen maybe a year from now, but no experience can be lost. It.
You lay the foundations, and it's not going to happen immediately, but as you lay the foundations, they will come. It's like, you know, you follow your dream, and it will come. Do what you love to do, and the money and everything will come. But my mantra is, I have all the money, time, energy and resources to accomplish anything my heart desires. And I repeat that to myself all the time, even in those times of when I'm stressing.
Yeah.
And I wonder, how am I going to do all this?
Yes.
And I get it accomplished because I know I can do it. I know I can.
Doesn't he ooze just positivity?
Yeah. You know, that's what I think we all have here. We are looking forward with a happy smile on the face, because, you know, focusing on negative never get us anywhere. And I live by that too. You know, I'm a very positive human being, and I always find something positive in negative, and that's what we need to do. What do you think, Mimo? Are you positive or negative?
Wow.
Wow.
plus, plus, plus positive.
Yeah, he is a force of the nature.
I don't know why. I never think. In Italy, we have this phrase, like a philosophic phrase. It's like the glasses. Is for you, is half empty or is half full?
Full, yes.
I don't know if in English it's the same.
Yes, we have the same.
And, you know, it's for me, it's everything, every, in every, everything happened to me, I just get the positive part. There is a reason because something happened. And this reason is every time power, energy for me.
You are right.
Motivation.
And I again want to repeat that I have wonderful people here and everybody is starting in America all over again. You started from Florida, but you started all over again in Palm Springs. You felt like this is the place that you need to start all over, and everything what life brought you to this point will start again and accumulate into a successful, hopefully, year and career forever. And you feel like this is it. For me, moving from Poland to America, it was very, very big, surprise. I never planned this way. I fell in love with the gentleman. Until this day, I'm happily married. I built my life around my family and my dreams, and just, you know, life is beautiful. I cannot complain and has ups and downs, but I always love to help people. I always like to create something new. I'm not afraid of anything because, again, many, many years ago, I couldn't even speak English. Right now, I'm trying to communicate on my own radio show. You know, I don't know. That's big courage, I think, but I'm very proud of myself. Dom Capuano, 4 months ago, he was in Italy. He didn't even know that he would be living in America. And, you know, 3 months ago, you know, he is here, and hopefully he will stay forever. He's by himself. He's got a lot of people to help him in the beginning. Of course, he has us to overlook if he's in trouble or just help him with everything what he needs. But, you know, he's building his life in America from the beginning, the same. Julie, you are here for how many years?
About 8.5, 9 years.
Yeah.
And I knew, like Fleet, I knew one person, so you knew nobody.
Yeah.
And I came to the other side. That's a lot for a girl.
And again, can you tell us your website? Because, you know, you are doing so much performing all around LA, and you also are giving back so beautifully. You are, you know, performing for children. That's really what you love to do. You just give back. But yeah, if you can give us your website.
Thank you. It's happyeventsandparties.com. Let me go through that again. Happyeventsandparties.com.
Happyeventsandparties.com. I could speak with English accent. And of course, we have here Stephanie Mack. She is starting her life in LA. And boy, you know, is LA. She has a big dream. She wants to become an actor and she wants to be a comedian. She wants to be a businesswoman. And trust me, people, she will achieve all, because this girl is very, very special. Then again, you know, let's look for all what we can do, not what we cannot do. Let's do what we can do. And even when I have last song before we say bye-bye, I don't know if you can listen to last of my song, Easy Come, Easy Go. But really, I mean Easy Come. And let's keep this Easy Come and not let it go, okay? Okay, then until next week, everybody, bye-bye. I love all of you very much and see you soon, okay?
I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other day. I believe we've reached the point of no return this time. Anyway, I believe you didn't mean to hurt me when you said sometimes love's a game we play. Ways.
listening to Accent On with Alona Europa and Jonathan Todd, right here on LA Talk Radio.